Well, should, why? Shloye choyte niska. We don't want the choyte to gain on the deal. If so, mivnei mahakan the din is a natuna that a korban chatis does not need nesachim with it. Shloye korbanim huder. We do not want his korban to look nice. If so, that's the svara. Sank with that. The chamin echad would have thought to say, hoyo v'yom Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon says shloye korbanim huder, maybe by minchas choyte. Here's a svara. The Torah doesn't want it to look nice. That's why you don't put. Oh, Shemin. And Levoino, if so maybe he comes to Lop Sulim, Namit is kasher. Maybe even if the Psulim made the Kemitza, maybe still is kasher. As long as you have a Kemitza here, and it's not supposed to be Mahudr, it's not supposed to be so nice. So maybe even if a Zara or an Onion does it, maybe you'll be kasher. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah now, that Echod, Echod Minchas Chayta also has these Psulim. Fred Gemari, Yochi, if so, Hosam Nami Lisni, it should have said the same chiddush then in Masechtas Vochim. Should have said it by Echatis. Should have said Echad Chatis Chelev, the Echad Kolas Vochim. Shekiblu Domum Zar Voinein, Polemul Rabbi Shimon Yitzchak. How come the Mishnah in Zvochim doesn't say like this? It on Echad Chatis Chelev, the Echad Kolas Vochim. That's it, the chiddush is according to Rabbi Shimon. Alma, what do we see from there? That Kivun the Tony Lay Koil, since it says Kolas Vochim, for like a Tony Chutz, there's no exceptions. It's so Kulu Mashmo. Everyone is mashm, even chatis also. So hokinam yosav and menachis also. Kivun the tana koil, since it says kol menachis, but like a tani chutz, it doesn't say excluding anything. Kula mashma, it automatically be mashm even minchas choyta. So still back to kasha. Why does the Mishnah have to say separately minchas choyta and a minchas and kol menachis? Let it just say kol menachis. So where it says no itzvah, still we need it here, because otherwise. Sakudadachim and Rabbi thought to say, Hoyov Yakim Nilaresha, to like Rabbi Shimon, but since the first Mishnah in the Masechta did not come out like Rabbi Shimon, that the first Mishnah said, Shalalu Shmo is Posel Oloyolu, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Shalalu Shmo is Kosho, so since the first Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, I would have thought to say, Seifunamid like Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah also is not like Rabbi Shimon, and the meaning to say, the only reason why these things are posel is only not according to Rabbi Shimon, but maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, these things are kosher. Kamash Malon, that's what Mishnah says extra to say, Echad Minchas Chayta, meaning even according to Rabbi Shimon, still these things would be posel. So therefore, it's good what here it says, Echad Minchas Chayta, Vechad Kol HaMenachas. It teaches us that it even goes according to Rabbi Shimon. I wipe the Zvachim not. Because Zvachim doesn't have a minute to say it's not like Rabbi Shimon. But over here, there's a half a minute to say it's not like Rabbi Shimon. That's why I need the extra words. Minchas Chayta to teach us even goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Rav says that Zar Shekomatz, if a Zar makes a Kemitza from a Mincha, so Yachzer, let him put it back and do it, and the Kohen can do it over again. It does not become possible. For the Gemara Ivo Anan, Psultanan, and our Mishnah says no, it says if a Zar does the Kemitza, it's possible. The Gemara says, my posel, you know what posel means? Posel lachi yachzer. Just means to say it's posel until you put it back into the mincha. But if you put it back, you could redo it. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, hainu ben b'seira. If so, so what's the machlokes between the Tanakama and ben b'seira? That's what ben b'seira also says. If they made the kemitza b'smoil, put it back and do it over again. So, b'smash b'sa machlokes. According to Rav, there's no machlokes. The Gemara says like this. If the claimant is still around, in a case where Zar made the Kemitza, if it's still around, he could just put it back again and let the claimant do it over again, just like Ben Maseira holds that Shita by Smoil. Could be the Rabbanim also like that. Keep Pligi, where's the Machlokes though? The Chosar claimants, in the case where after the Zar made the Kemitza, part of the Kemitza now got lost. Here's the Machlokes. Rabbanon, so Rabbanon hold, lo yovim mitoich beisav yimalenu. You're not allowed to bring more seilis from your house to fill up this mincha. You can't bring new one here. Therefore, since from the old one it's missing, therefore it's possible. But then b'seiris savano, yovim mitoich beisav yimalenu. You're allowed to bring from your house and fill it up. That's the machlekes. The machlekes is in the case where it was chosar, after you made the kemitza, could you replace it or not? For the Gemara Yehochi, if that would be the pshat, then ben b'seiru oimer. Yachzor, the Yachzor v'yikumatz b'yamin. Why does Ben B'seira just say put the kemitza back and do it over again with your right hand? Ben B'seira ima Yachzor v'yovim mitech beisav yimalenu v'yachzor v'yikumatz b'yamin miboylei. It should have said that if Ben B'seira says that if a Kohen made the kmitza b'smoil, that, and then it got lost, he should have said that Yove Metech Beisoy, let him go to his house and get some more and fill it up and then do it over again. Let it say the bigger chiddush then. So Marin says, Ki kom a Rav Lebem Beseiro. In Echonami, when did Rav say this halacha then? Only according to Ben Beseiro in Echonami. That Rav said, that as Zar Shekom, it says Yachzor, it's not according to the Rabbanan in Echonami. The Rabbanan Taka, Ogiyawan, Rabbi Shimon, Stam. If the Zar makes the Kemitza, it's possible, that's it. But Rav is only saying, according to Ben Beseiro. In other words, just like Ben Beseiro says by Smoil, if a Kohen does it with left and he can do it over again, so Rav is saying the same thing applies if a Zar does the Kemitza. So Mar says, Pshita, of course, what's your Chiddush? So Mar says, no. Ma'adatem, I would have thought to say, Ad kan lo ko machshe Ben Beseiro le b'smoil. When is Ben Beseiro machshe on it with his left hand? Avo b'sharp sulim loy. But maybe by sharp sulim, if a Zar does it, it won't be all kosher. He can't do it over again. Ali Pasol, Kamashwalon, that's the Chiddush of Rav, even if a Zar does it, also could be redone according to Ben Beseiro. And the Morris says, what's the Svara? What Rafa with that? The Morris says like this, Maishna Smoil, what's that? So why would I thought only by Smoil is Ben Beseiro Mata to redo it? Because the Ashkechon lo hachshera b'yom kippurim, because we find that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol does not use his left hand for certain avodas. So therefore, since we find that with this smoil, here maybe Ben Beseiro holds if a regular Kohen does the kmitza of his smoil, it's not a psul. You could do it over again, but maybe by char psul, if a zar does it, that there's never a heter for zar to do the avoda. Maybe there, if a zar makes the kmitza, maybe it's psul. You cannot redo it. For the Gemara, so no, Zar nami haskechon lo hechsher b'shchita. Zar also does hechsher b'shchita, but Zar can make a shchita by every korban. Now, so maybe if the Zar makes the kmitza, then pshita according to Ben Beseiro, we could redo it. So Moshe says, no, I'll tell you, shchita lav avoidi. That the Zar could do an avoidi, the pshat is, a shchita is not called the beginning of the dalar avoidis. The avoidis of kuna first starts by Kabbalah, but shchita is not called an avoida. That's why it's muta bizarre. But an avoid like kmitza, if the Zar does it, it could be avad, it'll be possible. So Moshe says, is this true? The loy, is it true that shchita is not an avoido? V'omer Rav Zeira, omer Rav, shchitas poro b'zar psula. By the poro aduma, if the zar does the shchita, it's possible. And v'omer Rav, olo elos of chukik sibbo. It says elos, you need elos of a kohen, need a kohen to make the shchita by poro. It says chukik likuva. So if you tell me shchita is not an avoido, why? Why does the Torah say here that the poro aduma has to have a shchita with the kohen? Why? So Mora says no. Shani poro the kotcher b'gabayis. So no aloch of kachir but the gabayas, you have to have a kohen, even though it's not called an avoida. But the more kind of swear is this, for lav kol dechen, who isn't this kav v'chayma, kachir but the gabayas boy kuna, madach kachir but the gabayas, needs a kohen, if so kachir mizbech loy boy kuna, how could it be that kachir mizbech doesn't need a kohen? For sure kachir mizbech should need a kohen. Once you're telling me like kachir but the gabayas, a paraduma that has less kedusha, you need a kohen for the shchita because it's called an avoida. So pshita by a regular korban, kachim mizbech should have to have a kohen for the shchita. Elamai, since the zar is kosher, Chorot's right, it's not called an avoida. So it's a good kasha. What do you have to have a kohen by paraduma for? So amar shisha bread ravidi, midid hevi amaras negoyim. I tell you, it's like the parsha of negoyim. When you have a neg in your house, or a neg on your clothing, or a neg on your body, that you need a kohen to check it out. Even though the lava avoided, it's not called an avoida. Oh boy, kuni, you need a kohen. So the same thing by Paradum also, even though it's not called an Avoida, still you need a Kain. Therefore it's good why we would have thought only Smoil is kosher according to Ben Beseiro, because there's a Heta by Yom Kippur, but Shenkin Azad is never a Heta. Fredigmar, why not? Venelif mi Bama, by the Bamas, even Azad could do the Avoidas, all the Avoidas there. Because he is Zara's Hutra also. The Chitem, maybe you tell me, mi Bama lo yafini, we don't learn out from the Bama. Fredigmar, no. They again use a Bama for Techiach. For Tanya, we learn like this. Minayin liyotzei. How do you even know if you have vos kochim that has the psul yotzei on it? Took it outside the azara. Shemolu loyerit. If you put it on top of the mizbech, you bring it in and burn it on top of the mizbech. Then it's loyerit. How do we know the mizbech is mekadosh the psul yotzei? Shere yotzei kochim b'bama. The proof was that by the bama there's no psul yotzei. So you see, we do learn out halachas from bamas. Someone says no, there is not a real limud. The main thing there, tana azoyt teira soila samachlei. Because there is some he's saying on the pasuk of Zeis Teresayla. So that's why it's im olo layerit. But if you have to learn out a limud of hutru by bom, it's not a proof. For the morning so el taimo tiyashmin and rav. So why do we say according to ben meser ataka by all the psulim, the din is if a zar makes a kmitzi, could we do it? Only because rav told us this. Halav hachi without rav. Having been, I would have thought to say, b'sharp sulam posel ben mesera, that even by sharp sulam also ben mesera says it's posel. Only by small is imata. That's what I would have thought to say. For the Gemara, how could you say that? For a time you learned, we have Yosef of Yudah, we have Lezer of Shimon Aimrim, mach shir hoye ben mesera b'chol absulam kulam. You see clearly, not only Rab, but they also say that according to ben mesera, any time a posel makes a kemitza, you could redo it. And Vatani, we also learned, the Komatz Mishon, the Pasuk says, Mimokim Shiragli Hazara Medis, that you make the Kemitza from the place where the Zara is standing. Now, Ben Meser Roimer, Minayin, how do I know? Shim Komatz Bismel Shiachsa, Shiachsa, let him put it back again. Vyachsa Vikums Bimin, Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, the Komatz Mishon, meaning Mimokim Shakomatz Kvar, even though Kemitza was already made, Amash was made with Psul, you could redo it. If so, if this is the limud of Reb of Ben Meserah, v'chiv on the cross stomach siv, since the pasuk is mash mistam, according to Ben Meserah, that even though you already once made a kmitza once, you could redo it. It says it's stam. If so, mali smol or mali shab sulim. So pshit, according to Ben Meserah, doesn't make enough kmina. Who made the first kmitza? Whether it was a zar or a noinain or b'smol, avad, you could redo it. So what's the chiddush of Rav then? So where it says elohol kamashim on Rav. Rav teaching us like this, that komatz v'yafilu kiddush, that according to the Messiah, even if after you made the kmitza, the zara put it into a klisharus, was mekadosh the kmitza, still the kiddush means nothing, and you could redo it, put it back again. And this is the kiddush, because lafuki mani tanoi, it's not like this tanoim. The tanoim we learned, Reb Yosi ben Yosin, Reb Yehuda nach the marmu, they say, the medav of Amurim, when does, according to the Messiah, say you could redo it? Shekamat v'leik kiddush, that after the kmitz was not put in the klisharis. But kiddush, but if you made a kiddush on it, then post, you can't redo it. So you see, Rav is telling us not like this anoyim. And Vika the army, some say, komat in kiddush loy, that know that Rav meant to say, only if you made a kmitza, and you did not make a kiddush, but if you made a kiddush, then you can't redo it. And come on, who's Rav teaching us then? Kani tano adlavis anoyim. Not like the Tanakama. So the kids said there is a Kiddush here whether you could redo it or not, if there was a Kiddush Akli or not. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Yeah, well.